Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
We gather in the name and the spirit of Jesus. This is the Jesus who humbled himself. This is the Jesus that emptied himself, that became obedient unto death on the cross, and then who committed his spirit fully and completely into God's hands. The same spirit is alive and moving and stirring amongst us this morning, isn't it? Well, last week, Pastor Jenny offered the invitation. She said, you know, friends, come as you are. And then she also hinted that, you know, if you come as you are, don't just expect to stay as you are. So this morning, let's begin to wrestle with this idea, come as you are, but then what? Let's pray. Holy and mighty God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts this morning, may these meditations be acceptable in your sight, because you are our rock and redeemer. Amen. So friends, have you heard of Blaise Pascal? And I'm not seeing anything. Have you heard of Blaise Pascal?
Yes,
no, maybe. Blaise Pascal was an inventor, he was a mathematician, he was a physicist, and he was a theologian. Blaise Pascal said, you know, we're created to worship. He said, we each have God-sized vacuums in our hearts. And the God-sized vacuum won't be satisfied by any created thing. Only the God of creation, made known through Jesus Christ, only Jesus fill in this void. Only Jesus can fill this vacuum, this hole in our hearts. Please, come as you are. But when you come, don't just expect to stay as you are. Come as you are, come seeking and getting filled, so we might leave a little different. So we might leave a little more like Christ. So hear what it sounds like in this morning's scripture. It's a reading from the Gospel of Luke. It's chapter 15. It's often referred to as the parable of the prodigal son or the lost son. The prodigal is seeking.
Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share. I'm out of order. I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons.
So think about what this son is after. Consider what he's seeking as he demands his inheritance. His father gives him what he wants, and the son runs off. Hear how it unfolds.
A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved into a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living.
So again, can you picture it? The life the prodigal is seeking. The life the prodigal is living. What is the son seeking?
About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs.
So this prideful, this wealthy son at this point, he was just seeking to stay alive.
The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am, dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. please take me on as a hired servant.
So coming to his senses, he's humbled and hungry. His desires have changed.
So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him.
His father, filled with love and compassion for his lost son, he threw his arms wide open, crying, "Son, come as you are." His father was seeking too, wasn't he? He was seeking a different outcome, longing for the return of his lost son. "Please, son, come. Come as you are."
His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son."
The son, coming home as he was, yet seeking to grow and be different. The son, now seeking mercy and forgiveness, he's confessing and he's repenting. Come as you are. It's easy to say, but can you picture it? Can you smell it? Right, the prodigal coming home, he was probably filthy. He probably smelled like the pigs he was feeding. He was embarrassed. He was consumed with guilt. He was broken, wasn't he? Think about the person coming to church for the first time. Think about someone who's maybe returned, maybe a little hesitant. Maybe they're nervous or scared.
But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. And kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began.
The father, arms wide open, overflowing with grace and mercy, probably tears running down his cheeks, right? Offering, son, just come as you are. And then yet, for someone who's been there all along, this can actually be a confrontational message, can it? By our often used worldly standards, it's just not fair. Come as you are, but what about the prostitutes? What about the wild living and what about the waste? What about how hard I, the older brother, what about how hard I've worked? What about everything I've done? Here, verse 25.
Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him,
"Son, come as you are. Celebrate with us."
But he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you have told me to do. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf."
Come as you are? I don't think so. Why don't you go back to where you came from?
His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed with me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found."
"Faithful son, I love you. I appreciate you. All that I have is yours. Prodigal son, come as you are. And now come seeking different so you can truly live." There's Micah Tyler. He writes, he sings, "You know, there are times I find myself going to the Lord begging, 'God, change the things around me. I'm trying to do my best. I feel like I'm doing good, but things get so messed up. Things can be hard. God, God, make the things around me different. And sometimes God answers these prayers. Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes God fixes the things around me. But sometimes God answers these prayers by putting me in situations to help me be different. God answers these prayers so I can be changed, so I can be more likely to be the change I need to be in the world. Hear this seeking as Micah Tyler pleads with God.
I don't want to hear anymore. Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision that you could move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. And I don't want to trade your plan for something familiar. I can't waste a day, I can't stay the same. I wanna be different, I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me. And I don't want to spend my life stuck in a pattern. And I don't want to gain this world but lose what matters. So I'm giving up everything because I want to be different. I want to be changed to long.
We come as we are, but we don't expect to stay as we are. Will Willimon writes that only when the church lives out the reckless, the scandalous, the overwhelming grace of Jesus Christ, that we will, as a church, that will be relevant and life-changing to people who are seeking something different. I know I come to the table not perfect, yet through our mighty God made known in Jesus Christ, the cross says, you are good enough, and even I'm good enough. So this morning, whether you feel like the prodigal son returning home, whether you feel like the older brother, every one of us has a good, good father, don't we? And so, God, let us seek you so you can continue what you've started, so that when the world sees us, the world can see you. Come as you are, but don't expect to stay as you are. Come as you are, seek Jesus so we can seek to grow and be different than when we got here. Let's pray. Well, holy and mighty God, we do come this morning. We come as we are, offering ourselves. We come as we are, thankful that you receive us as we are. And even so, God, we also realize your desire for us is not just to stay as we are. So give us the vision, give us the wisdom, so that we can receive one another as we are, while at the same time continually seeking to grow and to be different. We pray in the name of the only one who can fill the God-sized vacuum in our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We do come this morning, don't we? We come as we are and we offer ourselves. A time of offering is a time to offer, well, to wrestle with God as we think about offering our time, our talents, our treasure. We receive the music. If you have a monetary offering, we'll receive that now. A time of offering, just to wrestle with God on what the next steps are for you to come as you are and to seek different.